The Mideast is changing and changing fast. Syria might be the worst-case scenario of that change, but Yemen is also part of the unstable jigsaw puzzle. Reporter Sharif Abdel-Quddus was recently in Yemen, and he's been writing about the civilian victims of the Saudi-led bombing campaign there for our partners at Global Post.
Just going around the country provides a panorama of the destruction. You can see homes, schools, mosques, bridges, restaurants, pharmacies, hospitals have all been hit. And the United Nations itself says that the majority of civilian casualties in Yemen have been caused by these airstrikes.
Let's talk about some of what you investigated with those airstrikes and the civilian casualties. One story in particular that I'd like you to tell us, it begins at a wedding.
That's right. This was on October 7th in a small village called Sanaben. And three brothers of the Sanabeni family were getting married in a joint ceremony. Just after 9:30 p.m., people had heard fighter jets overhead, but they weren't very worried because despite the fact that Yemen had been bombed on a near daily basis for what was then 7 months, Sanaben had never been hit before. And so people dismissed it. But a missile smashed into the three-story family home, killing 43 people, most of them from the groom's and bride's families, including one of the groom's and one of the bride's.
It just sounds like such a horrific, horrific moment at this event that's supposed to be celebratory. You spoke with survivors. How is the family dealing with this?
They tell you of who they lost, and it's almost hard for me as a reporter to fathom it. One of the grooms, the middle brother, was the one I spoke to the most. You know, it was very hard for him to even get the words out. A lot of his relatives were saying that he's not altogether there anymore. He kind of had this mid-distance stare that never really focused on you. And, you know, he found out one by one on the night of the incident. He was inside the house. He had just left his new bride, his 18-year-old wife, and walked up the stairs when the missile hit. And he found out that night that his wife had died, his younger brother, who was also one of the groomsmen, his younger sister, his father, and his mother were all killed.
Wow.
And for him, you know, it was hard for him to describe what he was feeling. The most poignant thing he said was, it would have been better if I had died like them. It would have been better if I had burned like them.
We've reported, Sharif, on the U.S. backing of the Saudi air campaign and naval blockade. Did you speak with the survivors in this family about those connections? And what have they said to you about the U.S. role?
Yeah, look, you know, first of all, when you're in Yemen, a lot of people, especially victims of violence, or victims of airstrikes, are very keen to talk to journalists. They really want to get their story out. They believe that if people truly understand what was happening to them on the ground, that enough pressure would be brought to bear to make it stop. And they are very aware that the United States is involved in this conflict, that the United States is backing the Saudi-led coalition. Many of them wanted to send messages saying that, you know, just tell people what's happening here on the ground. Tell people that civilians are dying.
Is it possible for you, Sharif, to assess how the deaths of civilians in Yemen has made some moderate civilians less moderate and perhaps even more extreme in their views of the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and the West?
Well, certainly, you know, we've seen in conflict after conflict that there's going to be some kind of blowback. Ayman al-Salabani, you know, the groom that I just spoke to you about, who lost, you know, everything, most of his family, lost his wife, lost his brother. You know, he told me that he now wants to become a martyr against Saudi Arabia. He didn't mention the United States specifically, but people in Yemen have been living under this constant bombardment for 8 months now. And they really feel that the international community has forsaken them and that the global media has largely ignored them.
Sharif Abdel-Quddus with our partners at Global Post. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can read Sharif's full report about airstrikes in Yemen at PRI.org.